Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced yesterday that the House will open a formal impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden, escalating a Republican investigation that began in January involving IRS and FBI whistleblowers and bank documents from roughly 24 overseas bank accounts. The House Oversight Committee is leading the inquiry after months of investigating Biden, whom Republicans claim benefited by his son. The dollar figure is in the tens of millions of dollars. McCarthy's announcement means the inquiry will move forward and have easier access to Biden's bank account information. The White House has spoken out against the move, and Special Assistant to the President Ian Sams has called it extreme politics at its worst. Escaped Pennsylvania murderer and illegal immigrant Danilo Cavalcante is still believed to be within a search perimeter in rural southeastern Pennsylvania, after stealing a rifle from a garage and fleeing after the homeowner opened fire on him. The escaped convict is believed to still be trapped in an 8 to 10 square mile area of farmland, forests, parkland, northwest of Philadelphia. Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens vowed to hunt until we find Cavalcante, but cautioned that the search could take a long time as they methodically pick through the entire area. Roughly 500 law enforcement officers are involved. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has endorsed the new version of the COVID-19 vaccines. The recommendation comes after the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted 13-1 to recommend the vaccines produced by Pfizer and Moderna. The closest locations to you can be found at the website vaccines.gov. USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Apple's newest iPhone, the iPhone 15, has changed chargers from the company's Lightning ports to USB-C ports after the European Union passed a rule mandating USB-C charging across a large range of electronic devices. The rule passed in October of 2022 looks to cut down on electric waste as well as save consumers money from having to buy a separate charger for each device. Apple initially resisted the change, claiming that mandates would stifle innovation. The rule affects not only Apple, but all mobile phones, tablets, cameras, consoles, and more sold within the European Union, and will fully take effect in 2024. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is playing hardball with several GOP presidential hopefuls.
Sununu telling Fox Digital,
if you don't make the first couple debates, then you probably have to have a tough conversation and get out of the race.
Five of the GOP candidates fell short of the Republican National Committee's qualifying thresholds for the initial debate. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, one of them, halted his campaign after not making the stage.
I think by the time you get to the end of December, you'll have five or six different candidates going into Iowa, maybe three or four coming into New Hampshire. And if that's the case, huge opportunity for the Republican Party.
The upcoming Fox Business-hosted debate is scheduled for September 27th at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, first of all, we got to make sure you got the up-to-date news, right? As of about 30 minutes or so ago, our news department ran a little bit behind. Escaped fugitive Danilo Cavalcante has been caught after a two-week manhunt. He had been on the lam since August the 31st. And was seen being escorted by a SWAT team into a van about 45 minutes ago. The convicted murderer had been awaiting transfer to a state prison when he fled from Chester County Prison by shimmying his body up two walls about 5 feet apart. I'm sure you've seen this time and time again. He went absolutely matrix and got loose and had been tormenting the community there. And they finally caught him. After all that manpower that they had. So congratulations on their efforts, and congratulations to Rick Manning for making it here this morning. How you doing, Rick?
I had nothing to do with any of that, but
it's not your problem. I mean, you didn't burn novena candles or anything?
I Yeah.
I'm sorry. At least we're not joking before a 9/11, ceremony or anything like that, right?
No, it's a. I have to tell you, it's serious business, and when people are, we have murderers who are on the loose, and it focuses people's attention. And it becomes real when you start talking about terrorists and really the prisons being dumped by countries and dumped across our border to make their worst nightmares ours. When that's the reality of our border policy, unfortunately.
Don't forget the president just put a $6 billion bounty on all Americans. I mean, with this stupid deal with Iran. I mean, what is all that about? I mean, that's insane. Right?
Let's give the Ayatollahs in Iran, who are already preparing for absolute all-out war with Israel. Let's give them, and with Saudi Arabia for that matter, let's give them $6 billion to be able
to fund the effort
around the world, to fund the effort and distribute terrorists around the world.
But Rick, the government tells us, no, that money is, they're controlling where that money is going to be spent. Like the same way they told us that they were controlling the way the money Planned Parenthood was spending, right? The taxpayer money. It doesn't go into, that kind of deal. We've been bamboozled and told to believe this kind of malarkey. So why should it be any different, right?
Well, the only people they're fooling in terms of when they say that is themselves, in terms of the if they're fooled at all. The fact of the matter is everybody knows that money's fungible, that money, that, you know, you put $6 billion in and say, if you have, you set up a lottery in your state and you say, oh, we're going to fund education. And so suddenly then you discover that there's no more money being spent on education. It's just that the money that's being spent there comes from the lottery as opposed to different tax sources. And
right.
the government just expanded by $6 billion. So you've got a, so that's your, you know, unfortunately we all have seen that. We all know that. And anybody who thinks that the U.S. government has anything to say about how Iran spends their money hasn't been paying attention to Iran's continual attempts to take down the shipping trade, the oil shipping trade out of the, through the Straits of Hormuz. And in fact, we've had to put warships into the Persian Gulf to protect the shipping through that Iran is specifically threatening. So we don't like Iran threatening the shipping. We don't like Iran building a nuclear capability to destroy Israel and destroy much of Europe at this point with their delivery systems. But so what we're doing is we're going to give them $6 billion and say, oh, well, please stop. Please don't do that anymore. When in fact Iran is in complete control. They've actually done an alliance with the Chinese and the Russians designed to destroy us. So Joe Biden and his foreign policy team are either the most inept people in the history of the earth, or they have a different set of priorities and policies that are not necessarily in alignment with U.S. interests.
Exactly. Well, and then you get John Kirby making the announcement, and Kirby is he's the male counterpart to KGP, right? I mean, when it comes to propaganda and just manure. You know, and they're so good at it, they don't even have to wear gloves anymore.
Every time I see him speak, I think of the guy, once I'll go to the Iraqi information minister.
Oh, Baghdad Bob.
Their tanks rolling behind him, American tanks rolling behind him, and there are no Americans in Baghdad.
Yeah,
and
you
just sit there and you just go, and that's a similar. You know, Kirby's
they kept Baghdad Bob around, you know, for the Summer of Love deal that was talking about mostly peaceful riots. So
yeah.
Baghdad
yeah,
Bob's got a lot of mileage. Riots. I think he's
does,
on retainer.
He does.
He's
well,
on retainer.
Actually, what I think is the left was so impressed by that ability that they've sought to emulate it throughout government, and they're competing to see who can get the annual Baghdad Bob Award from the George Soros Foundation.
I think we had to announce it ourselves, Rick. It'll be the Bill and Rick Baghdad Bob Award.
I think that would be a good thing. That's your. I don't know that you attend our ceremony though.
Well, that's okay. We'll do virtual. We'll do a virtual ceremony. So
raspberries for the movie.
And we'll make up numbers. You know, just like the Biden campaign. Just follow their
lead. The truth doesn't matter. We can just do whatever we want.
We can say 20 million people showed up for the award ceremony and whole deal, and Taylor Swift was there singing and getting more awards too. Whole deal, but only good awards. But such as that. Hey, the other night, a little bit of football here, just because we're keeping it light in this first segment. Guy, you can't help but feel for Aaron Rodgers, right? $75 million guarantee. I mean, you're talking, Rick, you're talking the most expensive rehab ever if he comes back. You know, because he's guaranteed, I think his first year is something like $36 million. Right?
Well, the thing that's part that's kind of, yes, he's guaranteed a huge amount of money. The thing I get on this is that here's a guy who actually gave money back to help the team get better. He's now facing a year-long rehab that who knows if he can come back from. And, you know, it's just anytime you see something like that, it just, you like people go out on their feet, not on their shield.
Exactly.
They probably won't be back.
Yeah, 39 years old in this kind of rehab, it is absolutely treacherous. And, of course, you know who's warming up in the bullpen?
What do you think the chances are? Kaepernick coming to New Jersey, huh?
He can't play football.
Somewhere between no and very much no.
He can't play football. There's two people who are better than him right now.
Without a doubt. More from Rick after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Back with you, fresh and independent. Just wait, like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with Rick Manning. You see, it doesn't always have to be a politics or, you know, current news. I mean, we can break it up a little bit, talk a little bit of sports and, you know, have a little bit of fun here. But, you know, he's the president of Americans for Limited Government. And I think maybe you're just in a cheery mood because you're on the West Coast, huh?
Yes, I am. There's nothing like 6 a.m. The you see, unlike people in radio and I'm a night person, and as a result, the 6 a.m. wake-up calls are often a 6 a.m. you haven't slept much calls. But yeah, it's pretty, when you look at what's happening in terms of the NFL, the Jets, but the NFL as a whole, it's really interesting to watch how they're trying to balance between the wokeness that they want to exhibit and that the New York masters of the NFL want to exhibit, mm-hmm. and what their fans actually, kind of want. And I will just remind
you. Well, what happened? The NFL brain trust wasn't around to see what happened with Bud Light?
Well, the irony was that the NFL draft last year, earlier this year, mm-hmm. Bud Light was the sponsor of the NFL draft. So they were their signs were everywhere at the official televised draft proceedings. But it's the NFL has their tie-ins. But I think there's, when you look at just a year ago, the NFL stadiums and the college football stadiums in particular, and NASCAR races, but really we saw the COVID lockdown broken, mm-hmm. not by politicians. It was by people attending college football games.
Right.
It was people who sat next to each other and ate popcorn and treated life as normal, weren't wearing masks, and said, we're going to go and we're going to do life. And we're no longer going to allow you to put us in lockdown. And,
exactly.
and it was so in some respects, we're seeing, I tie that in because right now we're seeing other cultural breakouts of, that are bubbling through where people are just rejecting what they're being fed.
Exactly.
And it is it's not,
well, and I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing because this is what our government, we the people is all about, is that we the people have a say here. It's the consent of the governed. And the governed is saying, hey, enough of this stuff. Enough of this crazy shenanigans. And, Joe Biden and, doesn't know how to walk off stage and being lost and getting us more and more trouble and, costing us more and more money. The party's over here. I mean, America has taken this country back. They've had it. I mean, look what's happening with DEI. That's starting to DIE. Even in corporate America going,
the corporate America, the piece of this is, I think people, this is me being skeptical based on years of watching rope-a-dopes,
mm-hmm.
Since reducing sports analogies left and right. When a lot of times when people overstep their bounds and who are in power, what they do is they never really step back. They just make a press release, a press statement saying, oh, we're stepping back and don't pay attention to us anymore. And the people who are against it all declare victory and go back to their normally scheduled lives. And meanwhile, the machine that's been put in place continues to remain in place. The diversity officers remain in the high up in the corporate HR departments, dictating decisions. They just don't do it. They just don't announce those decisions, but it becomes built into the machine. And once something's built into the machine, you don't have to talk about it anymore. It just is running, humming, silently in the background, imposing the policies. So you've got and with the lawsuits based upon Civil Rights Act, that, you're not allowed to discriminate based on race. Okay. That's kind of the law of the land, has been mm-hmm. for quite a while.
Right.
And the entire DEI policies are based on discriminating based on race.
Mm-hmm.
So what do the corporate America people have to do? What are their attorneys telling them? Stop talking about it.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. do it subtly.
Yeah.
And so what they're effectively doing is they're going back to the policies that many corporations used in the 50s, where they didn't talk about mm-hmm. discriminating against people who were black or Hispanic. They just did.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what these announcements really are. They're saying, okay, well, we're not going to talk about it anymore. We've put the structure in place. We're not just
don't ask, don't tell. Right? Is this we're going back to?
We're going to do it. And so this is a and it's meant to lull people to sleep. The fact of the matter is, the laws need to be enforced, and we need to press the advantage by taking these corporations who have determinatively discriminated, taking them to court, and having them have to pay a real price for that, and in doing so, rip out the underlying racism that they have built into the structure as part of any settlement that's enforceable. And so this is no longer – so I pay no attention when those who have been pushing this garbage down our throats are sit there and say, oh, we won't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. They're not surrendering. They're just changing their how they're implementing, and we have to make certain that they're going to implement any personnel policies based upon the law of the land, and not their agenda.
Well, it's the same thing like what's happening in, in school boards across the country. You know, they're coming up with a different narrative, and they're just flat out lying to people. So again, it's up to us. You know, to hold them accountable, you know, and I wouldn't even say trust and verify, just say verify, you know, because they've proven untrustworthy.
No, there's no trust. No trust. What we can trust is they're going to do what they said they were going to do before they got into trouble. It's sort of like catching a kid with a cookie jar, and he says, oh, I'll never do that again. Well, you know the kid's going to go back and put his hand in the cookie jar.
And his hand is still in the cookie jar when he's saying that.
And he's got his other hand with a cookie, and he should be cramming it in his mouth.
Right.
This isn't hard to know. We all know that what happens. We all seen it. And the only way that the kid gets his hand in the cookie jar is if he pays a penalty for having it.
That's right.
And that's just reality. So
consequences work. That's what you're saying.
Consequences work. And oh, by the way, virtually everything you see in life, you can pretty much relate back to a childhood or your high school experience, because very few people graduate beyond that.
That's
in their mentality.
Yeah. It's all in the cookie jar. That's what we're saying. 2 minutes left here. McCarthy announced an impeachment inquiry. The White House, of course, they've got their war room set up. Interesting that the White House spokesmouth, Ian Sams, had nothing to say about any kind of denial whatsoever. He's just trying to murk up the waters and create division within the Republican Party. And, and this is what's so frustrating about the Republicans is, and no doubt McCarthy's got his hands full, because trying to, corral all these kittens and get them, on the same page. I mean, who wants this job?
Well, he asked for it. And
I know.
It took him 15, 20 times votes to get it.
Right.
He knew exactly what he was walking into. But here's the thing.
A minute left. I'm gonna let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
I don't know how the White House has a war room to fight this, because all the alleged actions occurred before Biden was in the White House, and so it really creates an interesting question: is the White House creating this effort? Is really nothing more than obstruction of Congress, given the new definitions that have been posed against Trump in the attempt Trump had to fight election interference by the left in 2020. So I think this is going to be really interesting. McCarthy, I think he does need to get a vote of the House confirming his decision, and we're going to see sparks fly as McCarthy tries to get the information about what those secret emails were, who they were sent to, and what's in them. And when we see the quid pro quo Joe is getting paid, I don't know what kind of war room is going to save him.
Without a doubt. Rick Manning, thank you, sir.
Here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced yesterday that the House will open a formal impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden, escalating a Republican investigation involving IRS and FBI whistleblowers and bank documents from roughly 24 overseas bank accounts. The House Oversight Committee is leading the inquiry after months of investigating Biden. McCarthy's announcement means the inquiry will move forward and have easier access to Biden's bank account information. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has endorsed the new version of the COVID-19 vaccines. The recommendation comes after the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted 13-1 to recommend the vaccines produced by Pfizer and Moderna. The closest locations to you can be found at the website vaccines.gov. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, there's so much stuff going on right now. It's incredible. And, you know, kind of keeping it free and easy with Rick Manning, you know, just getting and discussing there toward the end of the segment, the impeachment inquiry. And, of course, I don't know why people are surprised. They had to know the Democrats had sent this in motion after two impeachments of Donald Trump. It was like, you know, here it is all these years. We had like one impeachment. Now, all of a sudden, in a matter of 2-3 years, we're going to have three impeachments that we're dealing with. I mean, this is how crazy this is. But look, don't freak out. This too will pass. We'll get on the other side of this. It's just going to be a bit of crazy process that we're going to have to manage. But we got good faith. So we're still waiting on her. Wait, it's not even okay. I guess we've got electronic problems going on here with our next guest, we were hoping to talk with. Caitlin Sutherland. She's Americans for Public Trust. And there is Jenny Beth with us? Oh, okay, no wonder. I must have given you the wrong number. So let me get this squared away for you here. This happens, from time to time. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to text you. Let me see if I've got the right number here correctly, because, that's probably it. There was somebody altogether different here. So, a little bit of radio network kerfuffling here, because when you have the host losing his mind and doing the wrong, putting out the wrong information, and then we're not able to get the right connections on it's it is crazy. But anyway. Let's see here. Okay, we're going to make some stuff happen here. Just to, have some fun. Talk to yourselves for a moment. Like this. get this stuff to Brad. Oh, my goodness here. Now you're getting a chance to see really what happens in the background here, when especially when things don't work according to oil. And you know this is rare, right? Tell me you do. Because it happens rarely. So poor Caitlin Sutherland, you know, she's just waiting on the phone call. And of course, it helps if you know, give the people the right number, to, you know, just so we can properly connect, right? So do we ever? No. Okay. All right. We're still ringing and hoping here that anyway. Caitlin Sutherland is with Americans for Public Trust, and we're going to be talking about APT's new digital and campaign that's honing on foreign election influence loopholes. And Caitlin joins us now. Caitlin, sorry for the delay here. It's on me. My bad. I didn't get your correct phone number transferred over appropriately. So, but thank you for being patient.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for having me. Glad we could connect.
Yes. Let's talk about this foreign election influence loophole and the campaign that that you guys are putting out there.
Right. So, you know, foreign nationals are not allowed to contribute to candidates and super PACs directly. But what we have discovered is that there is an foreign influence loophole where these foreign nationals pour hundreds of millions of dollars into something called a 501c4, which is a nonprofit, and then they dump more money into the super PAC and bypass it. And what this ultimately does is allow a foreign national to influence our election. And we've started running an ad campaign highlighting Hans-Jörg Beast and his nearly $500,000 in spending to influence our elections, which he is not allowed to do.
Well, you know, see, this is what drives Americans nuts, Caitlin. You can understand this, is that, you know, you've got a law in place. They find a way to do an end around, but it violates the spirit of what the original law is. So why do we have to go through all this additional rigmarole and come up with something to rewrite and, you know, solidify the intent when you know the intent was already there? Because I can tell you, regulators and these bureaucrats, when they're given the law and it serves their political interest, they don't have any problem making those adjustments. But when it has to, you know, has to do with fair play, all of a sudden you got to go through the extra due diligence and do the extra step to get them to do what the original intent of the law was, right?
Absolutely. I mean, Americans are and should be outraged by this. There is currently television ads on their TV touting President Biden's agenda that is paid for by a foreign national. That should not be the case. It's absurd and it needs to be stopped.
Well, exactly. I mean, and nipped in the bud right away. This is wrong on so many levels. I mean, in most countries, they would refer to this as propaganda. And you know, because this is what it comes down to, not to mention the fact that you have, you have foreign influence. And I think we've been, dealing with foreign influence, for about the last decade or so, but certainly in the last, you know, 5-6 years particularly.
Right. And so, I mean, you also have to wonder that when you have members of Congress who are writing the laws, when you take a step back and you realize that they're the ones that are also benefiting from foreign dark money, I think people can then start to question, well, why hasn't the law changed? Is it because a foreign national has dumped hundreds of millions of dollars to support liberal causes and Democrat candidates? And is that why the law hasn't changed? Because the law is very clear. A foreign national cannot give directly. But
exactly.
It also says he can't do it indirectly either. So why are they currently allowing a foreign national to indirectly influence our election?
Caitlin, have you found, is this bipartisan?
You know,
what I'm talking about is the use of, because, you know, we hear this time and time again, you know, the rise of the uniparty and, you know, the lines that are blurred between, you know, what we would traditionally think as the Democratic Party and Republican Party. And this is the realm of the coin. It seems this is the way the Beltway works. And it's at the expense of the American people. And we're getting worked.
Yeah, we certainly hope that this could be a bipartisan proposal, because when you actually conduct polling on this, you know, nearly 90% of people agree that, yes, foreign nationals should not be influencing our election. And the groups on the right and Republicans actually do not, they choose not to accept foreign money. However, the largest groups on the left, through the Arabelle Advisors Network, a group called 1630 Fund that is just pouring money to influence our election, one of their top donors is this individual by the name of Hans-Jörg Wies influencing our election.
Exactly.
So we have heard, you know, the left talk about wanting to root out foreign influence, but now, you know, the time has come for them to actually do something about it.
Well, it's so funny because I often find that the left indicts themselves. They tell you what they're guilty of, but they present it in such a way like as if it's just the opposite. It's interesting how they use their language and manipulate the, you know, the story in which to make it seem like they're the good guys or that they're somehow innocent. When I suggested that perhaps this could be bipartisan, what I was asking is, have you found that, you know, some of that dirty money is going to Republicans as well?
No, it's actually not, because the groups on the right do not accept money from foreign nationals. They have, you know, bans on it. And then what we have found, the groups on the left, like 1630 Fund, do not have any sort of ban. And not only that, they embrace it. And there's this group called Climate Power that's received tens of millions of dollars in foreign money that is up with ads right now touting Biden's agenda.
Well, let me ask you, how many other Hans-Jörg Wieses are out there?
You know what? That's a great question. I mean, it could just be this one instance. It could be, you know, a huge problem with groups on the left. We are definitely limited in what we are able to determine, but this one instance, I think, is all you need to know that we need to put an end to the foreign influence loophole, because if one individual has allowed to, you know, dump half a billion dollars to influence our elections, that one individual is enough for it to stop.
Well, thank you so much for protecting our elections. Americans for Public Trust, the executive director, Caitlin Sutherland, has been with us. Caitlin, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, time for the vice president of Numbers USA, Chris Chmielewski, joins us now. Hey, Chris, how you doing? I'm still to finish my first cup of coffee, so I'm about half a step behind, so forgive me.
No worries. Thanks for having me back, and I'm in the same place. So.
Yeah, every once in a while you get these days. I mean, it started out, I knew we were in trouble when our top of the hour news break hadn't announced the capturing of the Pennsylvania fugitive. And I said, right. Oh, and so we've been behind ever since. It just set kind of a mood. Of course, we know we got that news that he's been captured. So the people in Pennsylvania, schools are able to get back in operation, and you know, families are able to, you know, take a breath. So thank God for that. But hey, let's talk sanctuary cities. You know, New York and others are realizing the cost of their virtue and being a designated sanctuary city. You know, they're in their initial spirit. You know, come one, come all. You know, we got it all covered for you. And of course, we saw what happened on the first day of school. I mean, what a mess! I don't know what these people were thinking, Chris.
You're exactly right. You know, we just here's the scary thing for New Yorkers, that Mayor Adams, because of this border crisis and the pressures that it's put on New York City and their welcoming attitude. I mean, the city asked for it, but Mayor Eric Adams said that earlier this week that they're going to have to cut overtime pay for fire, police, emergency response. So this is going to have a detrimental effect on the city that relies on these cops to be able to work overtime to help protect the streets. All as a result of Biden's border crisis. More than 100,000 illegal border crossers have made their way to New York City. About 10% of them due to Governor Abbott's busing. But the rest have either been bused by the Biden administration or, you know, Vologs that are receiving money from the Biden administration to bus them there or just making
exactly
their way there. And
yeah, they want to make a, and I'm glad you're clarifying that, because some want to insist that it's all the doing of one Greg Abbott. And they forget, you know, what the Biden administration themselves have done. So probably about 10%, as you say, has come from, you know, from Greg Abbott, but 90% has been because of the policies and what the Biden administration and, Alejandro Mayorkas has put into play here.
Right. You know, especially when you have these large caravans cross the border all around the same time. You know, you'll get maybe 100, 200 illegal border crossers coming across at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
Border Patrol is there to apprehend them. And they basically process them real quickly, and then they send them off, and they say, all right, where do you want a bus ticket to? And a lot of them are willingly saying New York City, and the others that just cross over and don't get that coveted bus ticket, but end up getting encountered by, Texas Public Safety, the Texas police down there. They'll apprehend them and Abbott's putting them on a bus to New York. But even mm-hmm. before Abbott was putting them on a bus to New York, you had aliens that were crossing the border illegally and getting apprehended in the city of El Paso. Democratic mayor of El Paso already had a deal with Mayor Eric Adams to ship some of the illegal border crossers there to not overwhelm El Paso. So, you know, they're trying to create a narrative, but I don't know if it's working, because you even have the New York Times reporting that, hey, you know, Abbott's only sent a fraction of these migrants to New York City. So this is still at the hands of the Biden administration, who's responsible for this border crisis. Unfortunately, the response seems to be, well, let's force them all to stay in Texas. Yes, let's overwhelm Texas's public services system, emergency services, and everything else, so we can take some of the pressure off of our precious sanctuary cities.
Exactly. And the thing is, see, I think the American people are starting to wise up. They're realizing, I mean, okay, so now the New York Times is starting to, you know, report a little bit and give you a little bit of honesty. But, you know, there's been a tradition of them not being very forthright and honest with their readers. But people, you know, it's kind of like, it's like Bidenomics. You know, the president goes around saying, oh, it's working. Well, you know, and then somebody goes and buys right after hearing that, they go and buy a, you know, half gallon of milk, and not working too good. Or they go to the gas station. No, not working too good. So the reality is not coinciding with their statements. And the damage that they're doing here long term. I mean, for anybody that's in politics, you know, I mean, they are really, they're murking up the waters on all things politics. It's no wonder. And then people get all agitated and upset. And I'm going, what are you getting excited and upset about? Half of that stuff's a lie anyway. So calm down, right?
Right. And, you know, there is this small percentage of Americans that are living in their respective echo chambers on especially on the left, that are, you know, they're only hearing that one perspective. They're hearing, oh, you know, and the solution is, yeah, let's keep them in Texas, or let's just send more federal funding aid to New York City and Chicago so we can take care of these people. They still don't want to address the root cause, but the people that are willing to leave those echo chambers or aren't in those echo chambers in the first place know that this is a crisis that's just run amok. I mean, we're going on 30 months now.
Exactly.
August numbers haven't come out yet, but we saw an increase in July. All of the preliminary numbers seem to suggest we're going to have another increase in August. These are the hottest months of the year down along the U.S.-Mexico border, and people are still coming at near record level, if not record level. So this crisis is not slowing down, but I think people have had enough, and they want it to end, and the Biden administration isn't going to do it. So that's why we're urging especially the House of Representatives to attach their border security bill, H.R. 2, onto the CR.
Exactly.
There was a press conference yesterday held by the House Freedom Caucus to urge that message. So we'll see if Congress does anything heading over these next couple of weeks when they face that spending deadline on September 30th.
You know, it's kind of amazing, this idea of emergency authorizations, you know, and these announcements. And you got somebody in Boston, you got the, what was it, the governor there who, or mayor.
Emergency,
you state emergency, yeah. Because it's 88 degrees, all in the name of climate change. So now everything's going to be an emergency. And when it does, then, you know, our liberties are confiscated. And, and you just follow suit. And I just can't even believe that Boston, that Massachusetts would buy into this, this ridiculous notion that in the name of climate, and especially with all that's happening right now with the windmills and the damage that they're doing, the eco life that, they're compromising there, what's happening with the whales and all the windmills and everything, This is a mess. They're constructing something that cannot, you know, it's not going to work at the end of the day. It's unsustainable in much the same way that you're sitting there and Mayor Adams is going, send us more money. I don't think you can send them enough money to take care of the problem. Because the problem is so massive that there's not enough money to take care of it in New York. You know, New York isn't, it's a vertical city. You know, it just goes, up and down. I mean, you can't spread out. Where are you going to go?
Right. You know, the real damage was down in Florida that was recently hit by a hurricane. That's where some of the real weather damage is occurring. But you're right. We face a government shutdown in 3 weeks. So where do they think this money is coming from? Because there's not going to be any money if Congress doesn't appropriate it. But you know, you're absolutely right. That's why some of these states and these localities are declaring a state of emergency as a response to the border crisis, because it gives them more authority. It allows them to force community centers and shelters and churches and things like that to house some of these people that are living on the streets that have come into the country illegally. It gives them the authority for them to be able to hold jobs without them necessarily
being documented,
paperwork,
exactly.
or being documented coming into the country illegally. So it just allows them to do these things that wouldn't ordinarily happen and shouldn't be happening, especially if we didn't have this massive border crisis going on.
Well, I mean, we've really lost our minds. I mean, you got the governor of New Mexico putting New Mexicans in danger, and she knows it. You know, we're going to take away your guns. So we're declaring, you know, an emergency. So we're going to take away your guns, really. So here, all the people around Albuquerque and in Albuquerque are now going to be subjected to a gun-free zone, basically. And we know what happens with gun-free zones. You know, those doggone criminals, Chris, they don't read the memos. I guess they're just so stupid they can't read. So when you put a sign up there saying that, you know, that you're not supposed to bring a gun into the area, and they see a gun-free zone, they just think, oh, okay, well, you know, we can get away with murder here, right? It's absurd.
Right.
And meanwhile, we have real emergencies, like you say, at the border. We got people coming in record numbers. We've got because of Bidenomics, we got people, you know, suffering, real, you know, American people suffering, living paycheck to paycheck and just not able to make it. And it's not their fault, Chris. This is what's so upsetting about it. This is Joe Biden's fault. It's his policies, what he has done to cripple our economy and to bring pain upon the American people. This is just never ending, and with the lefties, they just keep on going. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't directly affect them. So, you know, as long as it doesn't affect them, they just continue to push for it and allow it.
Yeah. They still can drive their government paid for EVs, and they'll have staff go out there and find somebody or find a place where they can charge up while they're in their office, so it's always ready for them, right? The way it works. Oh, it's good to be a bureaucrat, I guess. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.